This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Two more hostages have been released in the Israeli-Hamas conflict. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
The freed hostages were an 85-year-old and a 79-year-old who had been snatched from their kibbutz near the Gaza border during Hamas's October 7th rampage into southern Israel. It was the second such release, but the Israeli military says more than 200 others, including the 83-year-old and 84-year-old husbands of the two women, are still being held hostage, Americans believed to be among them. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
It is literally an hour-by-hour effort here at the White House and at the State Department to find out where these folks are and to try to make the effort to get them out and get them back.
A U.S. official says Washington is advising Israel that holding off on a ground offensive would allow more time to work with regional mediators on the release of more hostages. I'm Ben Thomas.
The U.S. Defense Department is rushing military advisors and more defenses to the Middle East as Israel's ground assault on Gaza does loom. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. is trying to prevent the Israel-Hamas fight from becoming a wider war and looking to protect U.S. troops who have come under repeated attacks, which Iran is likely endorsing.
And in some cases, actively facilitating these attacks and spurring on others.
The Pentagon has sent missile defense systems and two carrier strike groups to the region. One U.S. official says the Biden administration has also advised Israel to consider delaying the Gaza assault to give more time for securing the release of Hamas hostages. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And Israel continued airstrikes on Gaza overnight. This is VOA News. More headlines now from around the world. Several people are missing after a collision between two cargo ships in the North Sea, one of which is believed to have sunk, German authorities say. Three separate armed attacks in Mexico leave at least 24 people dead, including a dozen police officers. This is what authorities are saying about the latest violence to hit regions plagued by drug trafficking. Pakistani ex-leader Nawaz Sharif arrives in court days after returning from exile, with analysts saying he will likely be bailed, clearing a run for prime minister and elections due in January. An inquiry into New Zealand's 2019 mosque killings opens, with relatives of the 51 people who died in the massacre hoping to discover if any lives could have been saved. International human rights group Global Rights says Nigeria has recorded more than 800 incidents of extrajudicial killings across the country in the last 3 years, and it says many Nigerians are living in fear of brutality from law enforcement agents. Timothy Obiezu reports from Abuja.
According to the report, 848 extrajudicial executions took place in Nigeria between 2020 and June 2023. The report said 127 cases happened in the first half of this year alone. The human rights group said Nigerian citizens have been living in fear of brutality from law enforcement agents as a result. The rights group said 253 people were killed in 2020 and 2022, respectively, the highest numbers in the period reviewed. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
A former employee of the U.S. National Security Agency has pleaded guilty to trying to sell classified information to Russia. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
31-year-old Army veteran Jared Dahlke was arrested last fall in Denver when he arrived at a train station with a laptop ready to transfer classified documents. But he was dealing with an undercover FBI agent who was posing as a Russian official. Dahlke worked as an information system security designer for the NSA. Dahlke admitted to mental health issues and being in debt. Under the plea deal, prosecutors say they will recommend less than 22 years in prison. His lawyer says Dahlke had only worked for the government intelligence agency for less than a month. I'm Jackie Quinn.
For more stories, check us out online at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.